Welcome to Locked On Cardinals. Alex Clancy, Bo Brock. Follow me on Twitter at Clancy's Corner. Follow Bo at Bob Brack. You can listen to us both, Fox Sports 910 Phoenix, me 1-4 on the Freaks, and Bo 4-7 on the Drive, all Mountain Time. So Bo and I have been a little disjointed. Bo was at the happiest place on earth over this past weekend, so you heard just me a couple days ago. And now we're 3 weeks away, or three, we are officially a week into the Cliff Kingsbury tenure here. Vance Joseph hired as defensive coordinator. There have been other secondary coaches hired as well. Still a glaring, gaping opening in the offensive coordinator position.
What a way to describe the opening at
OC. Is that what it is? Well, sure, I mean, it's of the utmost where, I mean, from last year, you can't really afford to make a mistake.
No, I disagree with that. Just because Cliff Kingsbury is going to be your primary play caller, he's going to have the he's the king of the offense. Right, he's the guy that you brought in to fix the offense that finished dead last, 32 out of 32 teams. So I think that the glaring need was the defensive coordinator, and they filled that with Vance Joseph. I don't know your thoughts maybe a couple days later on Vance Joseph. I like it.
Yeah.
Just getting back to a 34 defense is key for the personnel that they have. I'm not ecstatic about it. I still have my questions. I mean, here you go, another cast off from Denver that you're bringing in an important role for the Arizona Cardinals. We saw how that worked with Mike McCoy, who somehow got an interview with an NFL team just yesterday with the Jacksonville Jaguars. According to Ian Rappaport, Mike McCoy rightfully did not get that job.
Yeah.
Instead, John DeFilippo, the fired Vikings offensive coordinator, is hired as the Jags' next OC. But yeah, here we are, the Cardinals without an OC. I just don't think it's a glaring opening, because whoever it is mostly going to, his primary job is going to be game planning throughout the week and not calling plays during game day.
See, and I don't understand why Cliff Kingsbury comes in, I'm sure as part of his contract, that he gets to call plays. There needs to be a backup plan.
As far as what?
As far as he doesn't know what he's doing.
I think he does.
Has he ever called an NFL game?
No,
until he does, he has no idea what he is doing.
Well, come on. I mean, the minor league system for the NFL is the NCAA. Cliff Kingsbury was wildly successful with third, fourth tier talent going to Lubbock, Texas. Here's a guy that finished in the top 15 in offense every single year he was at Texas Tech. He knows what he's doing calling offensive plays. I think that's, I mean, he had seven offensive coordinator positions reportedly offered to him before getting the head coaching job of the Arizona Cardinals. I'm not concerned about Cliff Kingsbury's ability to call the offensive plays. Thus, I don't feel like it's a glaring need. I'm interested. I'm intrigued. I'm glad that Steve Sarkisian went back to Tuscaloosa.
Yeah, same.
I think that's a blessing in disguise, because, you know, from the reports from last time you and I were on the podcast together last Friday or last Thursday, Steve Sarkisian seemed like a lock to come to Arizona and be the Cardinals' next OC. He goes to Alabama. For whatever reason, he just loves to be verbally abused by Nick Saban. He probably also loves S&M. He probably just loves to be, he just loves pain.
You can see
pain.
It in his face.
But,
well, he does love painkillers, so.
Oh, wow. Wow.
What?
Wow, okay.
That was an easy segue.
I guess.
That was an easy segue.
But here we are. So John DeFilippo, he interviewed as early, what was it, yesterday on Tuesday?
That was quick.
And then there was another name that the Arizona Cardinals were talking to for their play calling duties.
Jim Bob Cooter.
Jim Bob Cooter.
Was yesterday.
And Jim Bob
Cooter's
another
one. Which would be fun for everybody.
I mean, just to say name-wise. His name, absolutely. But, I mean, you and I broke down and previewed the Detroit Lions game. We witnessed, unfortunately, firsthand. Jim Bob Cooter was calling a stagnant offense. Yeah. Now, whether or not Jim Bob Cooter, I just love saying it, did his voice become stale in that offensive locker room? I don't know. But I don't want another retread. But like I said, whoever it is, it's not going to be one of those, it's end-of-the-world scenario. Mm-hmm. Because they're not going to have the primary duty of calling the game.
And I just don't have this just comfort in saying that Cliff Kingsbury will succeed in calling plays.
But that's what you're banking on, right?
You're banking on him being a head coach with an offensive mind. The common misconception is that now all of these head coaches, they're going to be first-year offensive-minded guys, are equipped to call plays also. That's a big deal. It takes a long time to learn, or used to at least. That's why you become an offensive coordinator and then a head coach who calls plays. Cliff Kingsbury is coming in very raw.
Right.
He's coming in very raw. So it's like, you know, yeah, you can take AP classes in high school and get A's, but once you get to college, will it translate? It's probably a pretty bad example because people usually translate pretty well in that regard. But you need a guy. The reason why you bring in veteran with head coaching experience guys to be your coordinators with the first-time head coach is he's raw and he doesn't know what he's doing. I mean, that's just what it is. Some people pick it up quicker than others, but not everybody's going to be this incredible Sean McVay statue where he just comes in and gets it, and he's a prodigy. It's just not going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, Sean McVay was in the NFL
forever.
Nine seasons before getting a head coaching job at 30, 31 years old with the Los Angeles Rams. But here's where we are as far as, you know, we talk about like Steve Keim as being the general manager and Josh Rosen being the quarterback. You make him the 10th overall pick and he's your ride or die and he's on the rookie scale contract. And with Josh Rosen, just the same with Cliff Kingsbury, is they're team drivers, but you're giving the keys to your brand new Lexus, right? With the expectation that they're not going to put the car into a side rail. Just driving on the freeway, it's not going to be overwhelming for them. You have the expectation that they are going to be just as a good of a driver as everybody else out there on the road.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't, you just like Josh Rosen, like why they didn't stop starting him at the end of the season is you have to take training wheels off. This is the NFL. And if you're going to hire Cliff Kingsbury, you can't do that with any hesitation at all. You have to do that with the expectation is, hey, we finished dead last in offense. This is the guy that we're identifying as the best option to get us out of the basement and start being successful on that side of the football. Not like, oh, well, what if he doesn't? We've got this contingency plan. We're bringing in an offensive coordinator, where those two voices could maybe not mesh very well once they're starting to game plan. That would be a bigger disaster than Cliff Kingsbury being ineffective early on.
I just don't know. Like, I'm starting. We brought this up. You know what? Let's go to break. We'll talk about this on the other side. Alex Clancy, Bo Brock, Locked On Cardinals. Welcome back, Locked On Cardinals. Alex Clancy, Bo Brock. So, we're reflecting on the first week of the tenure of Cliff Kingsbury. I still can't. It's like a Dukes of Hazzard storyline.
Well, you got Cooter with all these.
You got Jim Bob Cooter and Cliff Kingsbury. It's like the Beverly Hillbillies 2, Tales of Cliff and Jim Bob. Cliff with a K.
Got it.
I'm getting nervous now.
I actually feel more comfortable now.
And
I just don't.
Because so
I think the honeymoon phase.
Well, how? Nothing's happened.
No, you brought in. You know, you were looking for that defensive coordinator that had experience
that wanted to come coach here.
Right.
Which was magical. So Vance Joseph.
Yeah, that was also one of the big questions as far as the Kingsbury hire was concerned. Like, right out of the gates is he going to be able to hire NFL-type coaching talent?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that he's shown that he absolutely can.
Well, it was Steve Keim that did it. He said himself that he wasn't going to be a part of the hiring process.
Well, yeah, he said that he's going to kind of follow Steve Keim's lead, absolutely. Yeah. But it's still, the fact remains, Cliff Kingsbury is the head coach of this NFL team. Our coordinators, our coaches going to want to come in and take just any kind of – do they want direction from a guy who just failed at Texas Tech, was just fired at the college level and got a job as a head coach? Are they going to want to play ball with that? And I think the past week has shown that, yes, coaches are willing to do that. I don't know if Vance Joseph is coming in with maybe the idea that – he could find an easy path to another head coaching job if he just, you know, pays his dues as a coordinator again in the desert. And maybe when Cliff Kingsbury flames out soon, that he could have a job where he's got a player in Patrick Peterson potentially that he could move forward with. I don't know. Or maybe he's just like, okay, this is a great opportunity.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't want to live in the cold anymore.
But it's not it wasn't what many feared where and I was a part of this where I was just like, is he going to be able to hire guys that have experience that aren't going to be completely just furious with the idea that this guy failed at a lower level and then got a better job? He was on the Lane Kiffin path to success, just failing into better jobs.
I'm just nervous. I don't know. Listen, this is so far-fetched. And with the roster that the Cardinals have. Now, listen, after the draft, I'll probably be a little more comfortable because they can't help but get at least one good player or one highly ranked player. We don't know how the translation will be into the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
But there will be something else to kind of take the shine off of the new head coaching hire with this new special toy that the team will have to work with.
Right.
Depending, it doesn't matter who it is. If it's a sexy or unsexy pick, they pick Jonah Williams, you know, the offensive tackle for Alabama, fine. Doesn't have to be sexy.
They're not going to do that.
I know they won't.
I mean, that national championship game, the offensive line for Alabama is
crumbled.
Brutal.
I know.
But don't you think, just looking at Marcus Golden being free agent to be, and you could draft a player who's better, has a better skill set than Marcus Golden, and Nick Bosa, number one overall, and he would be cheaper than you would have to be to re-sign on the rookie scale? I think it'd be pretty close.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I don't know why people are just overlooking. Marcus Golden has been here.
Right.
So just because Nick Bosa's there, and I understand it could be a, who was the guy that was drafted before Carmelo? Come on.
Oh,
I know. I don't know why.
I have Luka Doncic.
Yeah, I know.
Why do I have Luka Doncic as a
Because I've been tweeting all day.
Right. No, Darko.
Yeah, Darko Milicic, because mm-hmm. they took need over best talent. That's a situation where the Cardinals obviously need to avoid.
Felt like they took, we're not getting it. We're not locked on Pistons here.
Wait, what? No, bring it up.
Because they were coming off a finals. The Pistons were one of those teams that they had just been in the finals, and I don't know if they were necessarily drafting. Anit Darko was one of those can't-miss prospects back then, and he absolutely was not even close to being
He was also a big guy. I mean, Carmelo, they have guys. It was like why Portland didn't draft Kevin Durant, because they already had wings. They needed a big guy.
For Marcus Golden, and looking at his game, he played 11 games last season, racked up 2.5 sacks. That's it. And then the previous season, he tears his ACL, right? He has the knee surgery. He's limited to 4 games. The 2016 season where he has 12.5 sacks, it's the only thing that proves that Marcus Golden is a player in this league.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got 19 total sacks in 4 seasons.
Yeah. I mean, last year is kind of I understand. I mean,
Nick Bosa and Chandler Jones, that's
how many games
intriguing.
Did Nick Bosa miss last year?
I mean, but he sat down.
Yeah. Due to an injury.
The thing that doesn't concern me about Nick Bosa is when you look at non-quarterbacks that have been drafted number one overall. Mm-hmm. They've at least been pro bowlers. The recent history proves that non-quarterbacks drafted number one overall are at least guys that you can plug into your lineup and are going to produce for
They'll at least be an Alex Smith, right? They'll at least be an Alex Smith number one pick that'll be serviceable for many years.
You're going quarterback, right? Even if you're scared away from a guy like Jadeveon Clowney, who's number one overall, he's been pro bowls.
Yeah.
He's been a guy that's been able to get to the quarterback when healthy. His whole thing, his whole bugaboo is staying on the field.
Right. And he was injured during college, and they told him to sit, and he didn't. So maybe Nick Bosa did the right thing. What I meant by Alex Smith was, I know he's a quarterback, but my point is stability.
Right.
At least from a number one overall pick, you're not a bust anymore if you're stable for many years.
I mean, everybody wants a Hall of Famer number one overall, but that's just not going
to
happen.
Well, I mean, they kind of give it to everybody now, so maybe everybody will get in. Alex Clancy, Bo Brock. Fox Sports 910 contingent here. Me 1-4 on the Freaks, Bo 4-7 on the Drive, Monday through Friday, Mountain Time. On the other side, we'll continue this. Who's out there that's left for an offensive coordinator position? Unless it's maybe somebody in the playoffs right now. We don't know. We'll be right back. Wrapping up here, Alex Clancy, Bo Brock. So the offensive coordinator position for the Cardinals is still vacant. Gapingly vacant. Some people don't like the word moist. I guess Bo doesn't like the word gaping, which is, you know, it doesn't matter.
It is open.
It's open.
It's not glaringly open. It's not something that
gapingly open.
We don't need to hit a panic button. Gaping, it seems like you're not going to find a shovel to be able to fill that hole. I really think that that's not the case here.
So all of the top
position.
Guys except for Eric Bieniemy, and Eric Bieniemy is still, he talked himself out of a head coaching job, it seems like. This year, at least.
I don't know what Eric Bieniemy was doing. I think that this is going to maybe change. This offseason either is going to be an anomaly where we're not going to see anything else like it.
Right.
Because it could just go down in flames completely. All 8 head coaching hires could be a disaster, especially the ones like Zach Taylor and Cliff Kingsbury and all these young guys. Mm-hmm. And hiring basically with what it was like a week later after firing.
Are there any head coaching jobs left?
No.
There's not,
all
right?
Eight are filled.
Yeah, so Eric Bieniemy is probably going to stick and stay in Kansas City. You're not going to get a better offensive coordinator position than there.
Right.
I would assume.
Right. You got Patrick Mahomes going forward. I mean,
right.
Are you really going to – you're not going to fall on your face.
No.
And then next season.
It looks like Damien Williams is the second coming of Marshall Faulk now. So it looks like you may have got your guy. Dude, you see that guy's numbers?
Yeah, they're absurd.
There are absolutely – so – okay.
A lot of people forget Damien Williams has played in the NFL.
Yeah, he was with Miami for a while. Yeah, and before Kenyon Drake came in and took all his reps,
right.
The dude was, I don't remember who got hurt the year before. Oh, Arian Foster. When Arian Foster went down, I believe Damien Williams took over in a joint role. That dude can ball. And again, it's Andy Reid's system where Kareem, remember when they had Kareem Hunt?
Yeah, Kareem Hunt.
Do you remember that?
Been tied to the Chicago Bears potentially.
Oh, really?
Matt Nagy hasn't ruled out a reunion with a guy that he coached up in Kansas City.
They already have guys.
They do.
You don't need guys.
Tariq Taylor and Tariq Cohen and Jordan Howard.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, but who knows? I'm sure Washington, the Redskins, are running a guy like Kareem Hunt. Bad joke there. But, I mean.
Maybe AP can teach him some things. Reuben Foster? I mean, yeah, man, that's exactly a trifecta.
As far as the offensive coordinator position,
we're getting all over the place.
It's not. I'm not overly concerned. A guy like Ben McAdoo, I think, would be somebody that could come in. So many people are so concerned about how guys perform as head coaches, but we forget the success that they have as coordinators. When McAdoo came into New York, he was able to help that offense succeed. Ben McAdoo's a guy that I think is fine. DeFilippo would have been fine. I'm not upset.
Who takes Jacksonville's offense over any other team? Like, say he had the choice between the two.
If he had the choice. Well, yeah. I mean, one was dead last.
Yeah.
One was dead last.
I understand. I mean, that shows how bad Arizona was last year. Jacksonville offensive coordinator got a gig.
Yeah.
With Green Bay. That's unbelievable.
That was applauded. I don't know how Hackett is applauded as a move.
Unless they're trying to run the ball, unless that's their thing.
I honestly don't. I mean, Aaron Jones is good.
Yeah.
But as far as watching Jacksonville's offense last year, and I know Blake Bortles and Cody Kessler are not Aaron Rodgers.
No.
It's still, come on,
it's putrid.
Dude. Yeah, it's awful.
They're their defensive coordinator, they hired from, Matt LaFleur, the head coach of Tennessee,
right.
From Tennessee, or the defensive coordinator from Tennessee. Unbelievable.
Offense.
Yeah, sorry, from Tennessee. So those are two offenses. So the Cardinals... The ceiling seems to be higher for the Cardinals than some other franchises.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you don't want to be Jacksonville right now.
No,
it's
you
like,
don't.
It's like, where do you turn? You lived on your defense. Your defense was putrid last year because your offense was so bad.
And you're
on the field
probably,
so much.
You're probably going to have to make a move up to move up the draft order. I mean, could they be a partner
could
with
Arizona? Could it be Kyler Murray?
Yeah, I mean, would they go for a guy like Kyler? Would they go for a guy like Dwayne Haskins?
Yeah.
Would they go for a guy like Daniel Jones out of Duke? Would they reach for him? I mean, that's probably where they're in a position for. You'd have to reach it. What, 6 or 7?
Yeah. Well, and you need, for the Arizona Cardinals, and we will talk about this ad nauseum, I promise.
Do you have anybody in mind?
For who? The
OC.
Cardinals? No.
See, it's not that big a deal. Like, the guys that you're thinking of, is just, you don't want them to come in and be disruptive, right? I think that's, you don't want anybody coming in here that in their previous stops, like in Atlanta with Steve Sarkisian, where they regressed.
Yeah.
Or in Alabama or USC, or just name it where Sarkisian was.
Right, Washington.
You just don't want that type of guy. Guy that's shown to be...
That's almost good, but he's never gotten
there. You kind of want somebody to fly under the radar.
Yeah, I mean, listen, it's...
I mean, who's the Rams OC?
I don't know.
Exactly. Sean McVay calls
one.
Their plays.
Yeah. Right.
That's the expectation. So you just want somebody that maybe is a... I mean, if you can find somebody that's under the radar, a solid game planner, and somebody that has a history of working with quarterbacks, which I think Ben McAdoo has.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, as long as he's not wearing a huge suit that he's swimming in at the press conference and he's not slicking his hair back anymore.
Yeah.
Looking like a overweight Pat Riley.
Mm.
I think it's fine.
That's good. That's a good one. Overweight Pat Riley. Pat Riley is one of the sleekest guys in sports history. So
pushing 80, he's still solid.
The one thing that I've seen from at least the defensive coordinator hire and maybe the maneuvering around a couple of the offensive guys that have come in is there is going to be zero pressure on Cliff Kingsbury's job, meaning that you bring in very unassuming guys.
Mm-hmm.
Say John DeFilippo comes in as the offensive coordinator and Cliff Kingsbury S's the bed.
Right.
you have a guy that was a quarterback, a head coaching prospect a couple of years ago, right there waiting in the wings. Van Joseph is not going to be the next head coach of this team.
Right.
And whoever they bring in for the offensive spot, whether it be a quarterback's coach from somewhere else, or I don't know, who the hell knows with these last four teams what's going to happen with the trickle-down effect after the conference championship games, it's going to be a guy that's unassuming that will not take Cliff Kingsbury's job if he were to get fired, say, 2 years from now.
Sure.
Which is building a culture of having complete and total respect and just belief in putting all your money down on double zero on the roulette board.
Can I ask you this? Following the 3-13 2018 NFL football season, the Cardinals, when you look at their coaching staff, do you like Steve Wilks better or Cliff Kingsbury better?
I don't know.
Just give me
as of right
go,
now,
go 51-49% here.
If after I know what I saw,
mm-hmm.
obviously Cliff, I would like me better.
Okay. Vance Joseph or Al Holcomb?
Vance Joseph. Yeah.
Okay. How about Mike McCoy or
matter.
The vacant
this is,
spot at OC?
Yeah. It's like somebody
what do you like better?
It's like somebody in Congress that loses to a dead guy. Like, I get it. The incumbent's a dead guy, the incumbent wins because they trust the dead guy more than they trust the guy running for office to take his place. I understand. We'll talk a lot more about this as the weeks go on. Alex Clancy, Bo Brock, we will check you guys tomorrow.